Yesterday, I have kept to my word of weekly episode uploading, and today we get on to the key to class object known as SCP-035. This will probably be interesting, since I haven't read that much about him. So, enjoy the episode. SCP-035 is a white porcelain comedy mask, although sometimes it appears to be a tragedy mask, and it only reappears to be a tragedy mask when it's sad. I guess that would usually make sense, since it's tragedy. And even all photos, paintings, pictures, anything, will also change to tragedy, so that's an interesting thing about 035. Also, stuff that comes through the mask is a corrosive substance that can melt practically anything. Yet it's kept in a thick glass containment chamber, because that's the thing that appears to be less fast at melting. Any subjects between 1.5 to 2 meters, 5 foot to 6 foot, feel a strong urge to put on the mask. And when they make physical contact, as in when they put on the mask, their body begins to decay over time. And even if, like, multiple legs of, well, two of their legs have decayed and both their arms, they'll still be able to function. So it gives them unhuman-like abilities as well when the mask is put on. SCP-035 has proven to be very informative towards SCP staff, D-class, anyone, really. And also seems to be very charismatic and flatters most people it talks to. Also, it's appears to have a photographic memory, but back to the charismatic thing. It's apparently through testing, psychological testing, it's a manipulating way to say, hey, put me on and let me escape. Now we have talked about 035, let's get onto the ratings. SCP-035, even though it's a key to class object, and clearly very dangerous to anyone 5 to 6 feet within its perimeter, definitely dangerous then. But the odds of it escaping, for me, let's be real, it's slim. It's a porcelain mask who gets you to put it on and has corrosive matter seeping through its eyes. Unless the person who's put the mask on is really tough and can beat everyone in the world and storm through multiple armed guards, I don't think there's any big chance of 035 escaping. Especially even if it did get out of the Foundation site, when the person just died from corrosive matter, it would just be laying there on the ground and SCP Foundation would probably find it after reports of a man with decayed limbs. So, it definitely could get out of the Foundation, but it wouldn't stay out for long. So, in my case, 2 out of 5 chance of it escaping. But that's my personal opinion. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. I've made a deal to myself that if I can get 400 plays in this week, I'll release 2 episodes. Anyway, for now, I'll see you later, and goodbye.